It was on this day, 10 years ago, that the world was forever saddened by the untimely passing and too soon farewell to the king of pop, Michael Jackson. Hello, all you Disney lovers out there. Hello, all you Frozen lovers out there. Hello, all you Michael Jackson lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen Aaron Deaf Life, Matthew Ray, representing. This is it, the Michael Jackson tribute episode. Now, the reason I chose this song for my entrance is because this is the last song that was reportedly leaked during Michael Jackson's lifetime, and I figured that would be the perfect song to use to pay tribute to him. And why do I want to pay tribute to Michael Jackson? I'll give you two good reasons. He was Captain EO at Epcot, and after looking at the attraction, I never got the chance to see it because it closed before my first trip to Walt Disney World. After seeing it, it looked pretty awesome. It looked awesome. It was out of this world. Michael Jackson was there to change the world, and I want to say I wish I could have thanked him for being the great king of pop that he always and forever will be. And I just wish that he was still with us, but I know he's with us right now. He's in the stars, he's with God, he's in the sun, and I know he's doing great up there, entertaining all the angels up there in the great clouds up above. And reason two, he is the greatest pop singer of all time, King of Pop, that's why he was given his nickname, because he was basically, he did a bunch of things that no other people could have done at the early stages of his career. And he made music videos that were revolutionary, like Thriller, Want Me Starting Something. What else? Beat It. And there's also Ghosts that was recorded in the 90s. And that was awesome. That video was awesome. And he was also, from my understanding, the only person ever to perfect the moonwalk. Do you see anybody else in this world that could do the moonwalk right now? MJ is the only one that has ever been able to do the moonwalk. Michael Jackson is one of the greatest. And he deserves to be remembered for what he's done musically, and it's just saying it's hard to believe it's only been 10 years since he passed away, and him being the greatest pop singer of all time really means something, because he was given the king of pop for a reason, and he deserves to be honored. That's why I'm making this podcast episode dedicated to him. And I know he is watching all of us right now. And say he's the greatest. Nothing else said. Excuse me, I gotta take a brief break. And I'll be right back. We are back. Now, first thing is Michael Jackson's music. It never ages. And basically, let's get to the fact here that any song Michael Jackson sang, nobody can stop listening to it, no matter where they're at. Like if they're in the grocery store, they're on a beach, or a state park. No matter where you go, you probably will somehow, some way find your hands listening, or should I say, find your ears listening to Michael Jackson's music, because all his music is ageless and everybody listens to it, and you can bless Michael Jackson's heart for providing us with all this amazing ageless music that we all listen to this very day. And I just want to say that I'm glad that I listened to his music, because it's something I can do while I go do work for my summer job. And basically his music is revolutionary. Music, the videos he makes, it's revolutionary. His videos, like, when we started something, he was behind a green screen. That's revolutionary. Thriller, that's revolutionary. Ghosts, that entire short movie, Ghosts, was revolutionary. Any song Michael Jackson did was, I consider, revolutionary. And, I just want to say that I'm glad I listened to his music, and I wish he was still here with us to record all his new hits. Here's some. He wanted to actually become an actor. And, first acting gig he got was to be Captain EO for the Epcot attraction Captain EO. And the attraction ended up being very successful, and after Michael's unfortunate leaving of this earth, they reopened it for a short time. I was unable to get to it before my first trip to Walt Disney World because it closed before I was able to get there. He was also in Men in Black, as he was an alien saying that the treaty has been signed. Not sure what alien he was, but it was Men in Black. Michael Jackson could have been playing any alien. He would let his fans be a part of his concerts and tours. He even let one girl, a girl from, I'm not sure what country it was, be part of his music video. In concerts, when fans would want to get involved, go just hug Michael Jackson, would be great at what he does. The fan would end up, like, clinching to Michael Jackson, as Michael Jackson was on a thing that raises, equipment that raises, and Michael Jackson would just hold on to that fan while he kept singing. Little to know that that fan will not interfere whatsoever. And, he would hug fans, he would, greet them with a kind heart, and he basically was a very fun-loving guy who said he didn't let security stop the fans from getting involved in his concerts. He wanted his fans to be literal parts of his concerts. Well, there was some security, but yeah, you could get the picture. Anyway, his life of being like a kid again in his adulthood. Here's the thing, Michael Jackson never got the chance to be a normal child like the rest of us. He had to, he was put into the music business by his father, Joe Jackson, right away. He never got the thrill of being a normal, everyday kid. In his adulthood, that's what he did. He basically made it like his own childhood. He would, get presents. I watched a video of his moments where he would go to a grocery store, and the grocery store was like completely closed, and they filled it with like people that Michael Jackson knew, so they keep it authentic, like Michael Jackson's babysitter and other people, I'm not sure. But for Christmas, he would get squirt guns for Christmas. And he was good friends with Macaulay Culkin, and Macaulay Culkin ended up tricking Michael Jackson into going on a diving board, and Macaulay Culkin ended up pushing him off the diving board for everyone. And here's the next thing, Neverland Ranch. Neverland Ranch, oh wait, let me get back to the funny moments. He would have Easter egg hunts with his family on Neverland Ranch. How fun is that? And, next thing, Neverland Ranch. He built Neverland Ranch as an amusement park so kids can have the time of their lives. He wants kids to have the best time of their lives because he wants them to have the best childhood that he never had. So I'm thinking that's the main reason he built Neverland Ranch. ranch so he could not only have the time of his life, but so the kid he could have the time of his life with little children. And basically that warms my heart. Seeing that Michael Jackson might be a kid again by hanging out with some kids. What's the how much fun is that? What's being done to honor his memory? They already released some posthumous albums like Michael Escape, Scream, and there's also going to be a Broadway production. It's going to be released in his honor. Released in his honor. I think it's called Wanna Be Starting Something. It's going to be released, I think, sometime this year or next year. And, that's why I'm thinking, people out there may be doing other things like, making murals, making art, lip syncing to his music. Okay, well, what am I doing to honor Michael Jackson's legacy? I'll listen to his music. I developed a drag show character called the Prince of Pop. Because Michael Jackson, even though he's no longer on this earth, he owns the clear rights to his King of Pop nickname, so I created the Prince of Pop. And I lip sync to his songs. And I'm glad I chose a great name like the Prince of Pop. I even wear one glove like Michael Jackson did. I know Michael Jackson wore a fedora, so I wear a fedora too, and I just want Michael Jackson to know that, hey, he's in my heart, forever. Nothing will not push him away from my heart. Excuse me, I'm going to take one last break as we get to the last segments of my This Is It Michael Jackson Tribute Podcast. How are others paying tribute to Michael Jackson? Well, they're probably doing what I'm doing. Listening to his music. Probably making amazing renditions of his music videos. And they're probably singing his music videos. They're probably going over on the Sing Game app and singing some of his songs. And, there's other things like they're going to see Michael Jackson star on Hollywood Walk of Fame, and everyone wants to pay their respects. There's probably people paying their respects to Michael Jackson at his Hollywood Walk of Fame star right as I speak right now, because he's missed, and people want to still see him alive. He is alive. People think he's alive in our hearts. Our Michael Jackson loving hearts. And Michael Jackson is his people also pay his tribute to him via social media, like TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. People posting like fan art or them dressed up as Michael Jackson, which I consider that really, really nice. And that's how I would pay tribute to him as well as these. Someday get to the Hollywood Stars Walk of Fame and I will go see Michael Jackson star. And pay my respects. Now, how his legacy will stay alive through his music? People keep listening to his music, and they keep jamming to it and dancing to it, keeping themselves happy and dancing to his music. That's all they need to do. Is keep him alive in our hearts by keeping his legacy alive by listening to his music, dancing to his music, watching his music videos, and a bunch of whole other things that I could probably think of right now, but probably be A very, very long list. Okay, thank you. This is the end of the This Is It, the Michael Jackson tribute episode. Now, if you like this podcast, make sure you go get a big star, as that really helps me out. And if you want, go check out my other Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery podcast episodes. If you want to follow me on social media, it's Matt Avery Barandell is my Instagram, all in lowercase. Matt Avery Disney is my Twitter, all in caps. Maze-Avery is my Snapchat, and Matt Avery Disney is my TikTok, the M-A-D in that. And my Matt Avery Disney is capitalized. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. And keep jamming to Michael Jackson's music. For all you Disney lovers out there, for all you Frozen lovers out there, for all you Michael Jackson lovers out there, thank you for listening to my podcast, and now I think it's time for me to beat it.